This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, third hour coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Homes more than house, personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. All right, so the NBA's got a monster issue here. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't know. I mean, I know what the ethical thing to do is. I know what the moral thing to do is. I don't know what the proper thing to do is to salvage this business relationship.
Yep.
Which, to be clear, at least for me, and I'm sure you as well, should certainly be secondary in this entire equation.
Oh, of course.
But it's a lot of money, and he's got it. Adam Silver has a huge problem, and it's growing.
Yeah, do we know the exact amount of income that comes from China? I know it's a lot because they broadcast.
They just signed the $1.5 billion deal to broadcast.
So
games.
That was the TV, the TV deal with CCTV, and I forget what the other one is called over there. It's funny, actually, when I was over there for the Olympics, I actually toured CCTV. I went into the studio.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, everything is done there. Like, everything.
Wow.
So, like, the game show and the news, and it's all in one massive complex. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they had but let's not forget that a lot of players have deals over there. Didn't Dwayne Wade have a shoe deal with a Chinese company, and I know a bunch of them spend at least some time in their off season in China doing promotional tours and things of that nature. So the income is enormous, and this is, you know, this harkens back to that question that D-Cell put on Inbounds and Out of Bounds on Monday. BT, you know, should Adam Silver have done something, even if it was token, just to help the Chinese NBA relationship save face and squash this thing right away? Because right now it's taken on a life of its own in so many different ways. Like, events are being canceled, even like a charity event. They had an NBA Cares charity event in Shanghai that they canceled.
Yeah.
Like, everything associated with the NBA. They're scrubbing the floors, as you were talking about.
Yeah, of here, logos.
Here in the States, you know, fans come with signs, you know, referencing Hong Kong. They get kicked out of the arena.
Uh-huh.
It's gotten insane, and I think it's a issue that hasn't crossed anybody's mind, right? Like, the relationship with China, their record on human abuse, human rights violations, and abuse, and things of that nature. They have concentration camps and things of that nature. Hasn't become, like, to the top of people's minds. Now it's front and center, and it's creating this toxic environment with the NBA and one of its biggest consumers. Because think about how many consumers. I mean, there's 400 million watchers of the game. That's more people than are in this country.
No question.
So
no question.
It's interesting how they're going to maneuver their way out of this.
He must want to wrap his hands around Daryl Morey's neck and just suck the life out of him,
right?
Momentarily. You know, look, I mean, the real challenge, you know, and I don't know what Adam Silver should do. I really go back, and one thing I'm absolutely inflexible on, you know, there is no way I am suspending Daryl Morey. I'm not punishing him. I'm not fining him. I'm not suspending him. I'm not publicly reprimanding him. No chance, no way. Now, I'll have to deal with the fallout, and I'm the commissioner. That's why he gets paid.
Which
he's trying to deal with. He tried to deal with it the first time. That didn't go over too well. The Chinese government wasn't overly accepting of his wording, so he had to go back into the batter's box, and then he had to rephrase it, and he had to try again.
Well, no, they accepted it. They just translated it erroneously. Right?
Then
he had to issue another one.
To clarify. But here's the thing. What Adam Silver can't do, and he hasn't done it thus far, but as the money leaves the room, and it is leaving the room fast, I can't imagine he's even remotely tempted. Even with the loss, that the burden of loss that they're staring at, there's no way he can possibly be contemplating any sort of real action against Daryl Morey.
No,
because
I mean,
he is
at this point, no, you can't. I mean, that's anti.
I mean, but what if this keeps up and he just tries to appease him? I mean, what if he cracks as a commissioner? If he cracks,
but don't you think
he should get thrown out of office? Yeah, no, as the commissioner of the NBA.
I don't disagree, BT. But at this point, it's not even about Daryl Morey anymore. Right? It's not.
No, it's true. It's taking on a much bigger life than that.
I mean, it
doesn't.
It's great that Daryl Morey took this stance and he exercised his right of free speech and stood up and said, you know, free Hong Kong or whatever he ultimately said in that tweet. But it's not even about him anymore. It's about the issue that is China and its relationship with its, I don't even know what to call it, protectorate? I don't know. It was given over from the British after a 99-year lease in 1997. I don't even know what to call it, really. But that relationship has always been, adversarial. And it was heightened 2 weeks ago with National Day, which is a celebration in China. And that's when the protests started in Hong Kong. And they become violent at this point. And so it's real. It's not something you just ignore, especially when you have preseason games going on over there.
You know, I mean, and this would probably make it worse, but I mean, if you're silver, why don't you just pull everybody off the floor? Pull them off the floor.
Yeah.
Instead of like trying to work around it. And I am certainly a huge proponent of coming to common ground and working on things for sure. But there's just so much up in the air. When the players woke up for the games today, they didn't know if there was a game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Think about this. They
played it, right?
No, they played it.
Yeah.
They had to re-sand the floor because they had to. It was painted. It wasn't a logo.
Yeah.
It was painted on. So they had to scrub it, then they had to re-sand it and polish it again. I mean, everybody's jumping through hoops to get these games going here and to keep everybody on schedule here. But I'd be fine with, you know what? We'll check back. We'll reconvene.
I mean, that's all you can do. Now, the question that I think a lot of American consumers of the NBA are asking themselves is, how does this affect me? Why does this matter? Well, because of all of this, in the last couple of days, the NBA has started reforecasting the salary cap, and you teased this earlier, reforecasting the salary cap for 2021, and they're planning for it to drop 15%.
That's ridiculous. That's never happened before.
Never.
That's,
I mean,
not even, it's always an incremental
continual
bump.
Growth.
Little bump.
NBA, NFL, even baseball to an extent, once they hit their low, it's been a constant, you know, upward swing because of new TV deals and advertisers and different methods of delivery, because like the internet and direct streaming and things like that. So it's always been ticking up. 15% drop in revenues, which now means that, you know, that coveted free agent that you thought you could fit under your cap, you can't fit anymore.
Or I would say even worse, what about the player you signed a year or two ago and you willingly overpaid for his services?
That's a good point.
That's even more influential on the bottom line because you can't get rid of him.
That's right.
At least you can reconvene and re-strategize around the 15% decrease. If you're stuck with a guy,
if you're the Wizards with John Wall, what are you doing?
Oh, that's a perfect example.
You know what I mean?
It's a perfect example.
You hope he comes back and he turns into like more of an all-star than he was, right? That's the only thing you can hope for because you are stuck with that contract.
I'll tell you what you might have to do. You might have to really trade Bradley Beal to make up for that mistake, which would be criminal.
That's right.
Because Bradley Beal, what he turned down, 3 years, $115 million. Mm-hmm. To me, Bradley Beal's better than John Wall. Number one, he's healthier. He's turned into a better defender, even though, you know, John Wall's incredibly quick. But with that Achilles, that's a big problem.
It's a game changer for him.
Bradley Beal's gotten better every year. He's a terrific shooter. He's got a strong, sturdy body. I love Bradley Beal. And, you know, imagine having to, whether it's Bradley Beal or some other roster, sacrificing somebody that you really want to keep. Sacrificing somebody that you want to keep.
Beal
or somebody else on a different team. To now, you know, bridge the gap in between the 15% discrepancy that nobody saw coming before Daryl Morey went, think, enter.
No. Of course. Some of these deals that get done,
man,
you know, whether it was, you know, a 2-year deal or 5-year deal, whatever it may have been, we're with the thought that our cap is still going up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be okay. And you might not be okay because there's no way to make up those funds. You're not tapping into a different market. It's not like you're all of a sudden going to go to India.
Well, no. The rights are already done with like ESPN and ABC. That's already established. So you can't go back to the table and say, hey, we have a bad week in China.
Yeah, you're right.
We're going to need 12, 13%
more. What's that, Samter? They are going to India?
They are actually going to India. Now, they've actually started NBA India, and they might be starting leagues in India, NBA-sponsored leagues.
But here's
leagues.
The question. Will the Indian populace embrace like the Chinese populace did? I'm not so sure.
You're probably right. And
think about the sport in India. Like the sports in China that dominate are Olympic sports, right? There aren't like these major
ping pong, amongst others.
Yeah, like skating, skiing, whatever it may be. It's the Olympic sports. In India, they have leagues. Like cricket is enormous.
Oh yeah.
In India. So I wonder, I don't know if it's going to have the same penetration in India as it does in China.
Two words, Yao Ming. Like, I'm sure basketball will be big in China without Yao.
That's a great point.
But with Yao coming over to the States and being as popular as he was, which is why, like, if it was any other GM but Daryl Morey, it wouldn't have had the same impact, I don't think, because the Rockets, the Rockets are the
Maybe
number one team in China right now.
I get it, and he's really unhappy, and we talked about this yesterday.
Like, really pissed.
Yao Ming was a bridge to money that, yes, you literally can find a way to quantify it, but it seems almost unquantifiable. That's how much money Yao Ming made the NBA.
That's
by
right.
being the superstar that he, only for a short time,
that's right.
but the larger-than-life, congenial figure, crossed over every bridge. He came at the right time for the NBA.
You're right.
So it certainly certainly China's, passion for basketball is miles ahead of India's. I mean, at the risk of taking a leap of faith with that statement, I think that's relatively fair.
Well, there's no representative. Like, there's no Yao Ming.
No, but don't you think there's going to be? Don't you think that's
maybe,
the point?
Maybe.
That's why, you
think
infiltrate
you're right.
the area.
I think you're right. But when
there always is.
But think how long that took.
That might be 20 years down the road.
Exactly.
But when that pops, and Adam Silver probably won't even be the commissioner at that point. He might be.
That's not helping the 15%, slashing that's getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
Right, because of this kerfuffle in China, right?
This is one of the strangest chapters.
It really is out of nowhere.
NBA history.
I didn't see this. Like some of these things, you can see coming. You're like, yeah, this thing is percolating. This is going to happen, in some labor issue or some decrease in revenue because of whatever, people are cutting the cord. Let's say, like you could predict that what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody predicted this was going to happen.
No, because one tweet that was just thrown out there and it flipped everything on its back.
It's crazy.
Let me ask you this: you know where we stand if Adam Silver were to punish Morey?
Mm-hmm.
What if his new owner fired him? Because it would be a little different. Because then maybe, and I'm not advocating this. I'm really not. But then, and we had him on the show too.
Yeah,
he didn't hire him
Fertitta,
as a GM.
Yeah,
we didn't. Yeah, he didn't hire him. So he can now, if he wanted to position it this way, he can say and help out the NBA if he wanted to, and by extension himself with his pocket. You know what? This is an unnecessary headache for the direction of the Houston Rockets franchise this year. And we have decided to move on from Daryl Morey. So therefore, it's not, impugning somebody or limiting their ability, freedom
free
of speech.
Peach, yeah.
I mean, you're still
That's an
acknowledging
interesting scenario.
What we stand for as a country, but now you're leaning on, this is now infiltrated our work environment, and it's an unnecessary impediment that I can't have.
That's interesting, because you saw immediately Fertitta distance himself.
Immediately.
And then a day later, James Harden distance himself from that.
If I'm Adam Silver, I'm almost hoping that happens. I might even be pushing for that to happen.
Yeah.
If you trust him enough, and I don't know if you trust an owner who's been around a year and a half, that's, if it's like the good old days and you have a 20-year relationship, maybe you could cut a deal. And I'm not advocating this, but it would take Adam Silver off the hook, because then it's denounced by one swift firing. It's not Adam Silver doing the unforgivable act of penalizing him for freedom of expression.
Yeah,
it would solve a lot of problems. I wouldn't like it, but it would solve their problems.
It would. Or Morey could just resign.
I mean,
which I don't see him doing.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, this is a disaster. It's really a disaster.
Yeah,
it's a disaster.
That's right.
This is as unique
because of a tweet.
Because of a tweet.
A tweet.
Oh, but he deleted a tiki.
Lives forever.
This is as unique, as polarizing, really as unexpected, as financially damaging to anything that's happened to the NBA in a long time.
That's right.
I mean, that's not hyperbole. This is an absolute disaster. Man. All right. Coming up next here, I think we stick with this here. You know, as a consumer, what do you think? I mean, has Adam Silver handled this the right way? I'll tell you, I wish Stern would have been better equipped to handle this. I like Adam Silver. I think David Stern would have been better to handle this. Has he handled this properly? What should the Rockets do with Morey? What should Morey do? What do you do? 855-212-4227. What a disaster. Tiki and Tierney. Alrighty, looking forward to getting these calls here. The NBA, China, Morey. Wow. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes save 15% or more on car insurance. And this is the last thing anybody wanted. Obviously, last night was a huge baseball night, but I made sure I caught the highlights. And Teague and I talked about it before. Zion Williamson basically didn't miss a shot.
Yeah.
He looked terrific.
Yeah, all of them within, like, what, 5 feet?
Just about. But, you know, he looked great. Got to see Porzingis and Doncic play together. Carlisle.
Did he look big? I didn't watch.
He looked good.
Did he look big? Did
he looked jacked, yeah. And he looked good. Sorry. Hit about a 26-foot-3.
Sorry, dude.
It is what it is. But the point is that there's so many amazing stories. Anthony Davis and LeBron. I mean, Westbrook and Harden. The Brooklyn Nets reconfiguration. Stories everywhere. And he's got to deal with this. And this is a big thing that has crossed his desk. All right, T, get some calls, see what everybody thinks.
Let's.
This could go a million different ways. Let's go to, let's start in Houston. Michael's got us up, and he listens to Tiki and Tierney via HD2 Radio, one of the many ways to get us. Michael, what's happening, buddy? How are you today?
Doing just fine. Just waiting for the cold front to finally get here in Houston.
What are you at now? You still in the 90s? No.
Yeah.
Are you?
Get out of here.
90s, yeah.
Oh, no, thank you, man.
Man, it's mid-October. That's, yeah. 90s got to go away. All right, Michael, so what do you think?
Hey, you know, I think Morey was a Patriot. You know, I understand there's always the financial aspect, and I understand that he needs to be a good representative of the NBA. At the same time, you know, this country was built, you know, on the backs of freedom of speech. You know, and
agreed. Yeah.
And I understand, you know, the Twitter sphere, which I don't tweet at all.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. Can't tweet. Can't Instagram. Don't like it.
Okay.
You know, it's just. It gets you in trouble.
It could.
You know, I mean, yeah. But at the same time, you know, we as Americans need to stand up and say, look, you know, China needs to stop bullying, you know, the freedoms of people in Hong Kong. I mean, it just needs to stop.
Yeah. I mean,
it's one thing when you can sit there and got people like James Harden that wants to, you know, speak out against police brutality. But at the same time, we can't speak out against the brutality of the freedom of the people.
Yeah.
Well, no, we could. Choose not to.
Well, I think
we do.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
It's good points there. And look, this history is so complicated.
Oh,
hell, the
man,
history of the
really
world
is
so complicated.
True.
I mean, America historically has been a country that stands up for the smaller
that's right.
Regimes or people. And Hong Kong is one. It was a former British colony, as we all know. It's now been under Chinese rule. I'll put that in quotes, even though they're kind of independent, and they want democracy. They want their own freedoms. And Daryl Morey is right to be able to express his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But free speech, especially in business, doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't going to be consequences.
Correct.
And that's what we're looking at, right? Nobody's faulting Daryl Morey for saying what he felt and believed. Like, in an I guess it was an emotional moment. He was probably watching these protests mm-hmm. on TV. Maybe when that 18-year-old kid got shot in the chest during one of those movements by the riot police over in Hong Kong, you get emotional and you tweet things, you say what's on your mind, and but it has a consequence, especially when you hold a high position in a billion-dollar whatever they are. They're like $10 billion now, right? The NBA. A $10 billion industry, and this is the consequence that's happening from it.
Listen, my main issue here, and again, you can't really prepare for this position. If you're
no.
Adam Silver, you, much like when he stepped into office, the whole Donald Sterling thing.
He was perfectly
No, he handled that well.
Because his demeanor and delivery was perfect to handle Donald Sterling. Why
correct.
Do you think Stern would be better?
But think about this, and I'll answer that in a moment for sure. But the other thing about with Sterling, there was no opposition. No, everybody was on the same page.
Right.
You heard what he said on the phone. You're like, this guy just has to go away. That was easy. Anybody could have done that.
Yeah.
So it really brought him some gravitas and some real equity with everybody. I think David Stern was great at almost everything. A couple of things he could have done better for sure. But I almost prefer a more of an authoritative voice right now.
Oh, I see.
I feel like Adam Silver.
More experience.
More experience, more authority, more presence, more oomph, more conviction, more belief in what he's saying. I feel like, listen, they're both lawyers, both legal backgrounds. And I feel like, and I understand this because the repercussions are overwhelming if you don't make the right call, if you don't say the right thing. So every syllable, and I said this yesterday, you can see him mechanically churning in his head. I get that.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot to be in. I wouldn't want to be in that spot.
You're right.
But you can't apologize. You got to have a little more backbone.
Yeah.
And that's what I think David Stern would do.
Yes.
I do.
And you're right. And maybe... You mean with China or
yes,
with Maury?
Just with China. I'm just talking about this.
Yeah.
If this was on Stern's desk, I don't know that the resolution would be quicker, swifter, more, but it wouldn't be so.
Well, maybe that's it.
Dragging on for so many days.
Well, maybe
days.
That's it. Maybe by reacting quickly, we put it so forward in people's minds that you created a polarizing situation. Polarizing meaning there's two sides.
Mm-hmm.
By reacting quickly, you created two sides. Whereas if you kind of wait and let it play out a little bit and then react strongly, you get a better feel of the room, so to speak.
But I don't think you have to gauge the temperature of the room for this because only temperature that matters is our room, the United States room.
Yes, but the reason that this is so confusing, it's not confusing because it's not. It's clear cut. You know, people in the world should have basic human rights. Some people in Hong Kong and in China don't. It is what it is.
Yeah, true.
Daryl Morey, though... Is it his employer is part of a bigger pie, which is the NBA, that is in business with China.
Mm-hmm.
And so by speaking out against that, in essence, business partner, because it is a totalitarian regime, so it's not like you're just doing business with CCTV.
Mm-hmm.
When you do business with CCTV, you're doing business with the president of China, essentially, or the entire nation of China. And so why, originally, and we had this question on Monday, I said Adam Silver should have done something token to reprimand Daryl Morey was because of that. Not because of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Not squashing his free speech rights, but because as a person in business with you're demeaning a partner in a sense, and it's odd to think of it like that.
I hear you, but that doesn't sit well with a lot of people, including me, because it sounds like you're appeased. I get what you're saying.
Of course,
it's a crafted strategy to kind of almost scrub both hands. I get
exactly. It's saving face,
but you're still appeasing China and throwing him out to dry. I can't do that. I can't run the NBA and basically hang Morey and I even if it's. I can't do that.
It's hard.
I could not do that.
Who's the biggest partner in the United States of the NBA? TNT, maybe?
Probably partner or product
whatever,
partner.
Just whatever. It's probably TNT, right? The TV deal.
ESPN rights could be bigger because they have ABC and ESPN.
Let's say it's ESPN. And Daryl Morey comes out and says, ESPN's a joke. The way that they treat their employees is not, I don't know, whatever. Would that require discipline?
Easily punishable because nobody views ESPN as subhuman.
Hmm. Yeah, but isn't
and
it,
how they treat
but
people.
But isn't it the same thing?
No, it's not.
From a business standpoint. I'm not talking about from a personal standpoint.
No, I got, you know what it is, though? I'm putting the
business. This is why this is complicated.
I know, it's so big, the business.
Right?
I hear you, brother. It's a lot of, I got it. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I would lose all the money and I would be the dumb commissioner who took a moral stand for my guy, wasn't trying to appease China for what they stand and what they stand on, their principles. And I'm fully firmly in the corner of my guy. And maybe I would be the commissioner who lost 500 gazillion trillion dollars. Maybe that would be my legacy if I'm Adam Silver. But you know what? I think I'd sleep better.
Definitely.
I'd sleep better saying,
definitely.
You know what?
And BT?
I got my guy's back.
BT, I don't disagree with you. I'm just positioning the alternative to help save this relationship, which looks like it's falling apart.
Yeah. Nobody said it's easy.
Nope.
Every time I just keep saying, this is brutal. I don't know how to transit because I don't know that there's a perfect answer.
Right.
Man.
That's why they pay him the big bucks.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get the update here from Jay Berman. Thursday Night Football Week 6, only a couple of hours away. Maybe take some calls on this. We took a few, obviously. You might want to weigh in a little bit more. We should have some time. 855-212-4227. The Blast as well. Jay Berman's update is right now. Here's Jay. All right. We are starting to wind it down here. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. We got time for a few more calls on this NBA mess. 1-855-212-4227. We'll get to the Blast as well. A little baseball tonight, a little football tonight. Things are obviously busy. Jim is in California, 1240 a.m., and Jim says, probably shouldn't be doing this kind of business with China. And Jim is on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio. Jim, how are you today?
I'm great, and you're absolutely right. That's my feelings. Look what kind of a partner China is. One tweet, and they're already taking down signs off buildings.
That's
standing,
a great point.
They're canceling news coverage. They're not a good partner. They're it's their way or the highway.
Well, yeah, sensitive.
I think it's time for the highway. And if the commissioner really wants to do something forceful, start the campaign to make Daryl Morey the NBA Man of the Year. All right. The only reason these protests in Hong Kong are going on right this minute is because the Chinese have reneged on a deal they made to get that colony back.
Yeah,
they're reneging on it as we speak.
Yeah, and there's so many things going on, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate
there's also it. An extradition law that they're voting on for people who get in trouble. They'd be extradited to the mainland to face trial. We know what happens when you go on trial in China. So, I mean, yeah, there's a – I mean, at the end of the day, this might be
– To me, it's greed.
It's greed. BT, my point. I mean, this might be a blessing for the NBA in some ways because, look, we know so many economies depend on Chinese manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And a league like the NBA depends on – 400 million fans who consume the sport and a $1.5 billion TV deal. But sometimes
I don't think the NBA depends.
No,
on
not depends, but I mean,
they've chosen
it for growth. Depend on it for growth.
I got you.
But sometimes it might not be the right partner.
Listen,
as Jim said.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't match up with what we want to do and how we comport ourselves, I understand. In the interest of business, to try to maximize any business deal, if you're going to enter this kind of relationship, you have to do so with great trepidation.
No doubt.
Have to do your eyes wide open. And while I wouldn't even, while I would prefer that we're not in business with them,
yeah,
the first flinch on their part, if I actually do venture into the waters against my better judgment,
yeah,
the first time they flinch and begin to send the messages that we universally and will always reject fundamentally in this country, bye-bye. That's it. I'll give you one shot.
And that's what this feels like.
And it seems like we're begging, like we're hanging on. Cliff is in Richmond, Virginia, and Cliff is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Cliff, how are you today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, buddy. What do you think?
Good. Well, it's a lot of the same guys, just same sentiments, right? I think Daryl Morey, you know, speaking on his freedom of expression, I don't see a problem with that. I applaud, Silver backing him to this point, and I think it's a great thing. You know, China's governed in a different way than what we are.
Yep.
And I think we see that. And to your last caller's point, if they're going to flinch at the first sign of adversity, then maybe it's not a great business partnership. And one other thing I was going to say, you know, you guys talked earlier about the loss of potential revenue and, mm-hmm. and the caps going down by 15%. Maybe that brings, NBA player pay back down to a reasonable rate. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are.
Hey,
but
Cliff, we've talked about this many times. Like one of the things that the problems with the NBA players is that they in no way can relate to the average person.
Nope. And they haven't for about 15 or 20 years.
Right? It's just like they're in a different world,
mm-hmm.
completely different world. When you're making more than CEOs of major companies,
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about like Fortune 1,000 companies. I'm talking like Fortune 500, 100 companies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're making the same as those CEOs?
Yep.
All of them? It's really hard to relate.
John Wall's making $40 million a year, do nothing.
I know.
The rehab is Achilles.
You're right. Well, two years
ago. Here on the contract, look, based on the
economics. Ago,
but
Carmelo Anthony was one of the top 15 players.
Yeah.
He didn't play.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. If anybody knows about the plight with Carmelo, it's your boy. I get it. And listen, and you're a former player, so mm-hmm. you obviously don't begrudge them. I never begrudge players.
Me either.
I don't, because it's a finite window. It's there's a market for their services.
That's right.
They permeate a space that very few people can permeate in this world, mm-hmm. where the clicks and eyeballs and the monetization of their brand and
that's
the
right.
sport. It's going out. It's through the roof. They earn it. They have earned it. But I think there's got to be a certain point, and maybe this is a lesson. Maybe this is what Silver takes away, although I doubt it. Maybe instead of trying to sit down with everybody at the table, everybody, maybe you cut out a few people that fundamentally, philosophically, we just don't jibe with.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of making the extra $1.5 billion on the, you know, come up with something creative and empower somebody that, I don't know, we do align ourselves with.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Teek, you ready for the blast?
Let's hit it.
Let's go.
So many topics, so little time. We give you five stories in 5 minutes, but don't take too long or you'll suffer the buzzer. It's time for The Blast with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Travis Kelce apologizes for shoving offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy during the loss.
We're good. We've moved on as a team from last game. And you guys got to understand, me and Coach Bieniemy have a very close relationship. I love him. He's helped me out tremendously as a person, as a professional, and I'm sure he'll keep doing that throughout the rest of my career.
All right. What are our thoughts on players putting hands on coaches in the heat of the battle?
No, you can never do it, but look, Eric Bieniemy, and it's a former player. He still feels young, even though he's been retired for a minute now,
mm-hmm.
And is in line to get interviews for head coaching positions.
He's going
to
get one this year.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get a job.
I hope so.
I think
he's a great guy. I can't remember if we've ever had him on.
I know I've talked
to him a few times over the years, but I think Travis Kelce's a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
He got emotional, and they actually kind of made up on the field not too short time after, so I think it's okay.
It's obviously okay now. They smooth over it here. Well, number one, what choice does Bieniemy have? He's got to smooth it over. The last thing he wants to do is to pursue this, mm-hmm. and then he'll look like it may actually curtail the momentum behind
yeah, right.
it. You know what I mean?
You're not a player's guy type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even though that would be nonsense, but yeah.
Yeah, and perception would not favor him there. I think that I don't like it. I don't care how good Travis Kelce is. You can't do that, because while they smooth it over, and they might have that great relationship that he identified in the mm-hmm. cut there, it might also give a license to other players on the team that don't have that relationship mm-hmm. to think, hey, I could do it as well. No, you can't. Keep your hands to yourself. Richard Sherman will personally apologize to Baker. He says, my bad. Is that enough? Yeah, I don't need to squeeze a whole lot more blood out of this rock. As long as he comes clean, as long as he comes correct with this, and it seems like he's going to.
Yeah.
He was with Pat McAfee on his show. He said, I'm going to reach out to him, get his digits, and you know, drop him either a text or speak on the phone briefly here. But it was kind of a half-hearted apology or an acknowledgement that he was wrong, because he said, my bad, but then he also said, but he did disrespect me.
Yeah.
Now, what is it, Rich?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. Maybe, look.
Pick one.
Richard Sherman likes being the antagonist, and so maybe this is just it's intentional for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you say things like, "Yeah, I said that intentionally for a reason."
Well, I don't think he thought it was going to get captured.
This was intentional for no reason. That's yeah. just kind of the guy Richard Sherman is.
But you know what's unfortunate about this? If that handshake was not captured on a little video, Richard Sherman probably is digging down even deeper now, because you know that Baker would have been asked about it.
Yeah,
there would have been no video evidence to support. He's like, I don't know what you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, you know, he's absolved here, because based on his reputation, it's not a horrendous one. But you know what I mean?
Little
riffs here and there. Mm-hmm. Everybody would have thought that Sherman was telling the truth. So at least he gets bailed out. Kyrie Irving, great player. Hurt a lot. Re-aggravated his face injury after 1 minute versus the Lakers. I told you he got banged up in the pickup.
Yeah.
I don't know, like his orbital, but there's something with his face. About a week and a half or so ago, so we missed some of the early workouts.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been playing.
Are we confident that Kyrie can stay healthy enough to lead the Nets?
I am. I mean, this is something. Look, can you break a bone in your face? Like, just like coughing hurts.
That's true.
You know,
that's
so true. Playing a game and it's physical. We don't think it's physical. NBA basketball is physical, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think he'll be okay. This is just an unfortunate offseason deal. And I hope his attitude is changing a little bit. And he learned from some of the things that went on in Boston, which he acknowledged in this offseason. So I think he'll be fine.
I think I said this the day that you were out. You were traveling on Friday. I really gave him a lot of praise for the way he handled himself at the Brooklyn Nets press conference.
That's right.
He took ownership. Very few athletes are that vulnerable.
That's right.
I mean, it was just like a 30-minute, almost therapy session where mm-hmm. he apologized to the Celtics, and you know he talked about a lot of things, and I liked what I heard. Now, to answer the question, I would worry if this was a hamstring, if this was a quad, if this was a groin, a little tweak here, a calf, something like that. But the face will heal. And, the question is, lead him to where?
Yeah.
He's going to lead the Nets. Yeah, but lead them to where? Without KD? Second round?
Not much this year. But here's something else to note. He didn't choose the Cavaliers, but they stunk when he was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And then when LeBron came back, it obviously was not ideal. He kind of chose Boston, but not really. Got traded there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time he got to choose where he wanted to be mm-hmm. and the circumstances that are around him, he might actually be happy.
I think he
might
be happy.
Remember last year we said, like, he's never going to be happy. I think that's the problem. He just, no matter where he goes, he's never going to be happy. He actually might be happy.
I hope he is, because I think he's a good guy. He's a different kind of person, but he's a good guy. But listen, that takes a lot of... And that takes him off the hook a little bit, because everybody that's drafted goes to their first team.
Oh, I know.
They don't necessarily want to go there, and then they might get traded, and they're faced with the circumstances that he's faced with.
Yeah, but not everybody gets LeBron traded.
No, but be a pro is what I'm saying. Be a pro. That was a long one right there.
It was.
Like that language. There you go. It was good. Rays and the Astros tonight. Does baseball need Houston to win after the Dodgers lost? You saying no?
I think no. I think the Rays are such an interesting team, and their fan base will be juiced if they get to the ALCS. Now, they're likely, because they are horrendous against the Yankees, but I think it adds, like, punch to Florida baseball, and they need it. Like, they desperately need it. From a rating standpoint, maybe.
But the ratings would be terrible. The Yankees would carry the ratings no matter what. But the Rays would. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
But I don't care. Like, the ratings, it's not my network. I don't really care
either.
About that.
I don't either. So I think it's good for the Rays. I'd love to see them get to the ALCS.
Of course it's good for the Rays. And listen, would it be good for baseball? Listen. Now, this might result in our team going home early, but I want to see. I want to see the Yankees dig in against Gerrit Cole and Verlander. I want to see that. So, the one thing, though, the Rays were, at least pertaining to tonight, ninth in baseball in strikeouts this regular season. So the recipe for a lot of whiffs, he had 15 in game two. He was phenomenal. I have so much respect for the Rays. I can't see him winning this game. I can't. I'd be stunned. How about this? The final question, Tig. Dabo upset with media about questions of Trevor Lawrence's health. There were some rumors that he had an MRI on his shoulder.
That's private information. If I want anybody to know our medical stuff, I'll tell you. We'll put it on the injury report. People texted me from my phone to ask me information that's not public, information that I wouldn't put out. That's bad business. That's not how we do things. There's nothing wrong with Trent. And I don't like people trying to create drama. There's no drama on this team, so what do people do? They want to create drama. It's the most unbelievable thing. There's no drama. Ain't nothing wrong with Trent. Zeke, nothing. If we did an MR or we didn't, that ain't nobody's business. We do MRIs all the time. All the time.
I mean, how concerned are we with Lawrence's play? And by the way, the MRI is a very deep cost incurred by the school. They don't stuff everybody in the MRI tube.
No.
They're just so people, because I've had a ton.
They do.
For an MRI.
They do, because something's wrong.
That's what I mean.
All right. So my concern, I mean, no, because I think Dabo would have to be upfront about an injury if he was on the injury report. Even though there isn't one in college, but you know what I mean. If he wasn't going to play, but I'm not that concerned.
I'm not overly concerned, although he's not been the player we thought he would be this year. And I need a reason why, because I think he truly is as advertised when he's right. So I'm going to respect Coach Dabo. That's his program, not mine. I hope the young man is healthy, but based on the way he's looked so far, would it stun me if he's not healthy? No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, maybe it would be the excuse that we've been looking for.
Mm-hmm. All right, if I hit the camera lens.
Giants win.
I'll forget about the Giants. I'll talk about the race. You want this for your Giants?
Yes, Giants.
Look at him. Look at him.
Wow, you had actually a great photographer.
How did he find her?
Congratulations,
Sam. You guys look good, man. Congrats, guys.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.